So we've got the person lying down, and what they're doing is they're, and I didn't even bother to see if we're going to be cold or not. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to do the pokey pokey. I've already established.
Do we get our time?
Yes. Wait, yes. We're getting there. Okay. We're getting there. So I've done pokey pokey, and I've gone, hang on a minute, we can't start there. So looking at Grace's tongue, it looks like that. So somebody takes a picture. And then what we do next is we then go bouncy bouncy. And so therefore we're going to do nothing except sort out the shock. Now, I'm going to ask you in a delicate question. Because if somebody's looking thin and they've got like this, I've got to go, so is that yours or not? And I'm sorry, I have to ask the question. And if that was the case, then I'm going nowhere until I've undone this. So what we're going to do next is we're going to realize this person's full of mercury because she's having so bad that. So then we're going to come down here and we're going to find ourselves, and I haven't got a needle in yet, but what we're going to do is we're going, this is Kiko, both of these were Kiko. And I'm not going to do it. I'm showing you because we're doing something else. And I'm going to put a needle in like that into the middle of the... So we've got stomach 20 there, and we've done that, and we go like this and like that. And if it's not instantly better, we've got the wrong angle, or check you. If it's a bit better and not much, you're down there on liver 2. I'm sedating everybody's liver 2 anyway, so we've done that. But her tongue now looks different. She can't believe it. Her pull-up's better. Right, so the next thing we're going to do is we're going to come down here. So then here we're going into the pulses. They'd be vastly different, and then we're going to go like that, and that's not happy, and then we go like that. So then we're going to poke there, and we're going to go down there. Now before, but I seem to be doing easier to do it, and it's doing like 41 is, and it for so long that I've been thinking it's liver 4, so maybe it's working like liver 4 because I thought I was doing, I don't know. Anyway, so then I go like this, straight down, and if that, then it's not liver 4, and straight down, and then I poke here again, and if me poking in the foot makes that feel better in the belly, then I whack a needle in there in the foot. And if it doesn't, then I change my angle. So now I'm sort of 5 degrees off, and I press that, and that feels a lot better. So then I use, and then I go to the other side, and I do the same thing almost invariably. Whichever position, I'm going to work on this side, and then the next point I'm going to use at 41 because it is on that side of the tendon and on the other side of the tendon. And then I'm going to whack a needle in there if it works, and if it doesn't, then the next point, and I always do the left side. And so after I've done that, then my default setting is, where's kidney 8? Oh, it's really sore, right. And they carry on about that. And so then I poke that, they can't feel it for that one, fine. Master point of Yin Chiao Mai, how come nobody's using it? It's my most used point after kidney 9. So, and giving a vessel 1 and liver 2. What we've done now is we're going pokey pokey, and you know what? You move one side and the other side. Might have been fine, and now it's not fine because we're going down in levels. So what we're going to do next, if fibrity to the spleen, right, then you go, there's a 1.5 inch needle in that one. If it's a man, I've spleen 4. I'm not even going to bother with a woman's spleen 4. That's just going to be out for the count. But with a man, I've done his left pericardium 1. And it's always going to be around the corner, the worst. And then we're going to do that. And I'm not putting a needle in. I'm just using pericardium 1, spleen 4. And they get pretty amazed because I'm not pressing as hard. I am so. You know, like, that's my job. I know what I'm doing. It is. It's what it is. And it doesn't hurt any longer because I've cleared out the stuck belly blood. So it doesn't matter if they do or don't have prostate cancer, or if they do or don't have migraines. I don't care what they've got. I'm going to start here. Pull out the cold, or maybe I'm going to pull out the shock, or if they're terribly anxious, and then we'll get on to that. At some point, the scars have to be all done, and a lot of people have forgotten that their sweat glands aren't there, under their arms. And you know what? If you're going to do that one, you get them to do their arm before and after, and they just can't believe it. And I go, same with your breast enhancements, or you're taking your breast off, you have no idea what you've lost. So if they're coming in particularly for an upper neck or a back, you've got to sort out what's not, okay? A chi's supposed to flow. We know that. We've gone with our thermometer, and we can show them. See, we've got numbers. You can write your numbers down. This is what, and now you do your round and round, do it again. It's different. Yep. Your tongue's different. Yep. So they then own, who's going to charge me a lot of money to show me what to do so I can go home and look after myself better. So another point that I might use is liver 5. Anyway, so I'm using liver 5, and invariably we're going to find something that hurts like crazy. I've never used spleen 6. The snob in me is not going to be using, what everybody else is. And I don't even think it would work because it's a group point and it's not an extra cheek left and it's not a master point. So I just, and it's also not going to help me diagnostically. And so I just don't do that. Then we check their tongue again. It's totally different. If they're doing a pull up, it's totally different. And if they've got a scar, so we're going to pretend she's got a scar. And if I'm looking at a scar, I just drag my fingernail across. Can't stand touch. So I tell them I'm going to do it. So then I've done that. So there's the scar, then I've got all of my fingers like that. I've got all my fingers, so my fingernails that aren't there, I'm just going like that. And so they're doing, thank you, they're doing that as a beginning. And so you're going to see me doing this. This is, if there's a Heather Bruce protocol, I'm giving you the Heather Bruce protocol, as has happened since I've been doing Elotus. It was the best thing I could have done, because I had to sit down and systematize, what am I doing? And I worked out, I've got a system. I didn't realize I had it until I had to teach it, because I just automatically do, I'm doing all of these things. And then people can get upset because I'm not diagnosing. Excuse me? What part of this wasn't diagnosing? It's not the male. Which box are we going to put them in? Medicalized one, that's all. But they've owned every step of the way, and they feel totally different. They can see their tongue, it's totally different. Their pull-up is totally different. Their symptoms have disappeared on them. So then they can feel their scar, and they couldn't before. Or they can stand me touching it. I have not put needles in it yet. This will happen. Then if they've gone and done this idiot thing here, which is let's go through a CV9 and stuff it up all together, then I'm going to poke their lung 7, and then I'm going, actually I've put my fingernail over their scar, and then I've done it again, and it feels better, right? That's proving to them that acupuncture works. And I tell them that is the master point of the meridian that goes up there, so we're going to stick that one in there. Look at that, it's much better. Why aren't we doing this? Because nobody thought to walk you through. We're trying to clear out the chi blockages. The cold's going to block the chi, the accident recall that we're not doing, and now we're looking at the scars. So today I'm going to try and stay with the scars, except when I've got real people, I'm going to have to do the bits that you, because I'm not just going to go and put needles in. And me putting needles in isn't looking the same as anybody else anyway. Van Buren said that you're going to put stomach 30 in once a month for 2 years if you've had any surgery, you know, basically the top of the neck, which takes in the thyroid, which is your spleen problem again anyway, and all of the torso. So that's going in just as a matter of course. And so once I've done the scar once, and I might not do it the first time because they're just too antsy about it, they just can't stand even touching it themselves, so therefore I might not do my, we've got on the Elotus thing, and the last one I've done anyway. So what I do is all of those needles in that, amazed because everything feels different, their pull-up's different, their tongue's different, but I'm not going to start there, probably. I'm probably going to clear out, so I'm setting it up to win, so we maybe only have to do it the once. But I haven't stopped there. Once we've got the scar and we've taken the needles out, I'm going to try and make it bleed, because if the blood is happening, then the chi is definitely moving. So I've done that and I've wiped it up. Now, if I was in clinic, I'd have a moxa stick, and I'm going to run it the spacer seam. Once we've done that, imagining I'm going over that, I'm just coming there and back and there and back. I'm going to tap, tap, tap at the scar, and we're coming back again. Aluminium foil puts it out really well. We don't need a fancy moxa putter outer. And then we do that again. Oh, it's so much better. Yep. And then we take them out to the moxa shed in my case, and then we're going to do a sacral moxa fan, and then that's going to be much better again. And that's my back work. And on the idea of back work, I might have shown them to go. Are you filming? Bash, 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 to wake themselves up. And then here we go. We're doing what I was doing yesterday, which is we want to sort out the sacrum, right? So I've got my sacrum getting a little bit bruised. And then we're going to see how I can't grab it. It doesn't want to come. Okay. So then they might come up here. You can do this yourself. You can actually do this yourself. So you're going to be coming up here 3 times slowly. Up here 3 times slowly, up here 3 times slowly. Give it a bit of a wash off. Go bash, 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 bash again. Now we're going to go, then we're going to do yank, yank, yank. We can do it on ourselves. Some of us can do it on ourselves. Some of us, we're too stuck at the moment. So we make nice with it and we get someone to do moxa-sacral fan. You do that on yourself, you burn yourself. Silly idea. So, and it has to be done with the smoky. The other stuff's a waste of space. Yes, that's an opinion based on me being the moxa queen for 40 years with probably quite black lungs on account thereof. So after we've done all of that, then we might let them go. You can't just work on the front. You've got to do something on the back. I send them home with a little jar of comfrey ointment, and they're to put that on. And it's not the greasy stuff. You've got to find one that's a fine cream. And they're putting that on twice a day. So imagine this is a scar again. They're putting it on and they're sitting there and annoying it. That, see, I was taught Western herbs by a very smart lady. And so it heals holes in the aura, comfrey. It also normalizes the skin and it heals breaks in the bones. Now, I did Western herbs, so, you know, we had a herbal tincture for the whole plant and for the flowers and the root bark and the leaves, and they all did a different thing. But I learnt, if you like, ascended Western herbalism, and people are using decoctions, I was only using tinctures, and now I don't use any of that because it's alcohol, and I don't even have homeopathics with one drop because I can feel what it's doing to me. So some of us are just a bit too precious to be able to use that. It's not good for us. So after I have done, so imagine I've done a stuck, I've cleared out the shock, I've pulled out the cold. You can't go anywhere with a cold belly. Your chi's not there to play with. You've got to sort that out. I've done that on lots of other presentations. So we're going to pretend that she doesn't have a cold bum. And this one doesn't have much of a cold bum, so you're going really well. And so we're going to pretend that we haven't had to do that, sort that out first, but most people have got shock. And if they're telling you a story, you're going to put it in anyway, because you'd be shocked if that happened to you. So their body's lying. So just do what you think, okay? It depends. So now we've got to my pokey, 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 which is always going to be stomach 27. And we've done the points down there, which recapping are going to be supposedly liver 4, but Heather seems to have been using stomach 41 and getting away with it, thinking it's liver 4. So, as you think, so it is. And then I'll do, you know, and it's that, and it's that position. And then I'm doing both sides of the tendon. So there's the tendon on your foot, and I'm going to come on the other side as well. Gallbladder 41. Then I'm going to go up to kidney 8. That fixes most problems. And then after that, I'm going to go to spleen 8 and then liver 5. It's unlikely. And if they reckon everything's fine, because I don't know what they're trying to prove, you just go where you think. If you're getting really irritated by it, the game that's being played on the couch, and it's not their personality. Like there's a glitch in the machine that doesn't want you to discover itself. And so sometimes you've got to take what I'd call an executive position and go, I've got your number. And I'm saying that because with one person, I had a Sigourney Weaver experience and we could see what was trying to get out. And I've had entities try and attack me as well. So I think possibly if you're not at the level that this can happen, maybe it doesn't. But it has happened to me, and this is decades ago. It's not just recent. So I have helpers. If I'm going to be here helping, I need some helpers to help me help others. And so that's what goes on. So once we've done all of that, and we might have started with round and round, and so then we're going to do the round and round again, and they're going to notice it feels more comfortable. We've done our bits and our bobs like that. Taking a deep breath, and all through it we've gone shaky shaky, and it is very lovely, isn't it, when somebody just does this. Okay, so they're being tended. Now how much are the beauty spas charging? How much are the life coaches charging? And what do they know? They know that they're worth a whole lot, and they're charging because they believe that they're worth a whole lot. So what's your problem? This is what I'm saying with everybody. Come on. You've got gems coming out your ears like me every sentence, and can back it up with everything that you've done. And why are you not charging for it? The IVF clinic, they're just making money. They're not even using integrity. Neither is any medical situation at this point in time. We aren't the Don't Know Brigade. We do know, and we know that we've got Reiki and Alba bands. Everybody's been shut down from really early on. To be able to go in there safely, to leave them in a calmer, better, clearer. And if they haven't been given living instructions, they might go and do the same damn four things again. And that's the post, you know, there's the pre, so we're making sure they're qualified. Then they come in and we are doing our very fine, elegant work. And then we're doing the post, which is we're following them up. And if you want to do practice building, it's the follow-up. It's the relationship. They are paying for a relationship with somebody who's got clear boundaries. That's another finish.